Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Monday, May 26, 2025.
Strengthening ties between China and Indonesia. Chinese Premier Li Qiang met with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta on May 25, 2025, to boost their country's relationship. This meeting comes during ongoing trade tensions between China and the United States, which recently agreed to a 90-day tariff truce. Premier Li emphasized the importance of trust between nations and working together strategically, exploring opportunities in finance, new energy, the digital economy, artificial intelligence, aerospace, and maritime sectors. They signed several cooperation agreements focused on economic growth strategies and financial collaboration. This three-day visit highlights China's commitment to strengthening ties in Southeast Asia, where Indonesia is its largest trading partner. What does this partnership mean for the future of trade in the region?
Pakistan's Energy Initiative for Tech Innovation. Pakistan is turning unused energy into opportunity by allocating 2,000 megawatts of electricity for Bitcoin mining and AI data centers. This exciting initiative aims to tackle high energy costs and excess electricity production, overseen by the Pakistan Crypto Council. By monetizing extra energy, Pakistan hopes to create high-tech jobs and attract foreign investment. With the rapid growth of solar energy, now is the perfect time for Pakistan to make a strong mark in the global tech scene. This initiative not only boosts the tech sector, but also sparks a sustainable future for the country's energy use. Imagine the possibilities as Pakistan leads the way in tech innovation.
Germany's military expansion by 2029. Carsten Brewer, Germany's chief of defense, is pushing for a rapid expansion of the military to ensure full readiness by 2029. This military readiness plan, signed on May 19, 2025, addresses concerns about potential threats from Russian forces to NATO. Key goals include improving air defenses against drones and developing precision strike capabilities that can reach targets over 500 kilometers away. NATO has urged Germany to quadruple its air defense systems, including both long-range options like the Patriot missile system and short-range defenses. Brewer also emphasizes the need to boost ammunition stocks. This directive comes amid rising tensions with Russia, especially after its annexation of Crimea in 2014 and the invasion of Ukraine in 2022. With the easing of Germany's debt brake, there's now more funding available for these military enhancements, highlighting a strong commitment to European security.
Daniel Noboa takes office as President of Ecuador. Daniel Noboa was sworn in as the President of Ecuador on May 24, 2025, at the National Assembly in Quito. At just 37, he is one of the youngest leaders in the country's history, having previously served an 18-month term after winning snap elections in late 2023. During his inauguration, Noboa highlighted the need for a fresh approach to governance, stating, "We came to break cycles." He promised to tackle crime, especially drug trafficking, and referred to the situation as a conflict within the country. Noboa also aims to boost economic growth through reforms in housing, education, and public works. His new term will last until 2029, reflecting the people's desire for real change and an improved quality of life for all Ecuadorians.
Venezuelan elections, low turnout amid repression. On May 25, 2025, Venezuelans faced a strikingly low turnout in their legislative and regional elections, reflecting deep disappointment and fears of government oppression. This was the first chance for full voter participation since the controversial presidential election on July 28, 2024, when President Nicolas Maduro claimed victory despite widespread evidence to the contrary. Following that election, 25 people lost their lives, and over 2,000 were detained, including protesters and political activists. Just days before the elections, the government arrested several opposition leaders, heightening voter anxiety. At polling stations in Caracas, military personnel outnumbered voters, and there were no lines outside polling centers, a stark contrast to the crowd seen in previous elections. Many Venezuelans are losing hope in the electoral process, viewing participation as a way to legitimize Maduro's power. Despite these challenges, the ruling party announced a decisive win, echoing claims made in past elections.
Poland's presidential runoff, key candidates, and stakes. Tens of thousands of Polish citizens took part in competing patriotic marches in Warsaw, led by the two candidates for the presidency in the runoff on June 1, 2025. Rafał Trzaskowski, the pro-European Union mayor of Warsaw, supports abortion rights and LGBTQ+ inclusion, presenting himself as a progressive choice. He is closely allied with Prime Minister Donald Tusk, who has led a centrist coalition since late 2023. In contrast, Karol Naracki, a conservative historian and former boxer backed by the Law and Justice Party, promotes traditional values and nationalist views. Naracki has faced controversy, including allegations of swindling and past involvement in a brawl, which he referred to as noble combat. Recent polls show both candidates are very close, making the election outcome uncertain. As they campaign, both candidates are reaching out to voters from hard-right libertarian Sławomir Mentzen, who received nearly 15% of the votes in the first round. Trzaskowski aims to strengthen ties with European partners, especially given Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine, while pledging to restore judicial independence blocked by conservative Andrzej Duda. The stakes are high as Poland navigates its future.
Trump's manufacturing shift and tariff proposal. U.S. President Donald Trump recently addressed reporters in Morristown, New Jersey, unveiling his plan to boost American manufacturing. He's advocating for a hefty 50% tax on imports from the European Union, set to start on June 1, 2025, and warned of a potential 25% charge on all imported iPhones. Trump aims to redirect resources toward military gear and technology products, moving away from everyday items like sneakers and t-shirts. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent backs this perspective, suggesting that a thriving textile industry isn't essential for the U.S. economy. However, these proposed taxes could lead to rising costs for consumers and significant job losses in the textile sector. What does this mean for American workers and the future of manufacturing? The debate is heating up as these policies take shape.
Oil prices surge amid trade negotiation extension. Oil prices rose on May 26, 2025, with Brent crude increasing by 37 cents to $65.15 per barrel and West Texas Intermediate climbing 34 cents to $61.87. This surge followed U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement to extend trade negotiations with European Union until July 9, easing worries about potential tariffs that could hurt the global economy. Ursula von der Leyen, President of the European Commission, highlighted the need for more time to finalize the trade deal. Market analyst Tony Sycamore noted that this extension positively affected crude oil prices and U.S. equity futures. Additionally, Baker Hughes reported a drop of 8 operating oil rigs in the U.S., bringing the total to 465, the lowest since November 2021. However, expectations that OPEC Plus might boost oil output by 411,000 barrels per day for July tempered these gains. These developments are crucial for understanding the current dynamics of the global oil market.
Nippon Steel's bold move supported by Trump. Nippon Steel, Japan's largest steel manufacturer, is making headlines as its shares soared after U.S. President Donald Trump backed its $14.9 billion bid for U.S. steel. Trump announced on Truth Social that this partnership could create at least 70,000 jobs and inject around $14 billion into the U.S. economy over the next 14 months. Following his endorsement, U.S. steel shares jumped by 21%, while Nippon Steel shares rose by 5%, reaching 3,025 yen or about $20.25. This merger aims to boost Nippon Steel's production capacity from 63 million tons to 86 million tons, positioning it as the world's third-largest steel producer. This deal is crucial for Nippon Steel's global expansion, especially as demand for steel in Japan continues to decline.
Chao Qian critiques Australia's Darwin Port Plan. Chao Qian, China's ambassador to Australia, has raised serious concerns about the Australian government's plan to return Darwin Port to local ownership. Managed by the Chinese company Landbridge since 2015 under a 99-year lease, the port is now at the center of a heated debate. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese stated that if a private buyer can't be found, the government will take control for national security reasons. Ambassador Chen emphasized Landbridge's significant investments in the local economy and questioned the ethics of reclaiming the port, especially since it was losing money at the time of the lease. With about 2,000 U.S. Marines stationed in Darwin for 6 months each year, the strategic importance of a location is clear. This situation could strain diplomatic relations with China and greatly impact trade and military cooperation. What does this mean for the future of Australia-China relations?
Trump's proposed tariff on iPhones. President Donald Trump is proposing a 25% tariff on imported iPhones, which has sent major Apple suppliers in China like Luxshare and GoreTech into financial turmoil. Their stock prices have dropped sharply following this announcement. This tariff is part of ongoing trade disputes between the United States and China, raising concerns about higher prices for consumers and potential impacts on Apple sales. The situation underscores the complexities of U.S.-China trade relations and the economic effects on both countries. As tensions rise, the future of international trade and its impact on the tech industry remains uncertain. How will this affect consumers and the market?
Lee Jae-myung's vision for North Korea relations. Lee Jae-myung, the leading presidential candidate in South Korea, is calling for a fresh start in communication with North Korea as the June 3, 2025 election approaches. He plans to establish a military hotline to foster dialogue and reduce misunderstandings. Lee believes improving relations with North Korea is crucial, especially as tensions with China have escalated under the previous administration. He is also committed to strengthening ties with the United States while addressing ongoing issues with Japan. This shift towards open communication could significantly impact South Korea's foreign policy and the upcoming election.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.